Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio, another thrilling episode, 5:30 to 6, every Monday. Talk about anything you want to talk about in sports. And we got a big, big weekend this weekend with the King coming to town. And you know who that is. But first, I want to get to a couple important matters. Big shout out to everybody down in Florida, Flamingo K Coffee Club, and all those dudes. And a big shout out to Dustin and Davenport, my man out in Scottsdale, Arizona, Bob. If he's listening, give me a call. Well, the game yesterday, Steeler game, what can you say? Fiasco. I just want to get something straight before we move on. I hear a lot of these radio talk show hosts talk about, the coaches didn't have them prepared. They weren't prepared. Tomlin didn't have his team prepared. Well, let me ask you something. Are you down there at the Southside practice facility all week and watching what's going on down there? Are they just sitting around playing cards or tiddlywinks or playing rap music and dancing, or you down there and watching? I'm sure there's plenty of film, plenty of practice, plenty of everything. It's up to the player to play. So you can argue about schemes or whatever you want with his butler, his defense, and, you know, don't tell me you know what play has been called, and you know Ben didn't call the play. You weren't in the huddle. You're not on the sideline. You're not at practice. You're not in the meetings. So don't tell me, like a fat man at 3 to 6 every day on the radio on an afternoon talk show, knows what plays were called. You don't. Shut your mouth. You're fat. Shut up. Now, when you're prepared to play a game, it's up to the player to match the intensity, or I should say match and exceed the intensity of the man on the other side. Because if you're not in the NFL, I've never played in the NFL, never claimed to, but I did play football. Not at the real high level, but I did play, and I know what it is to compete. Most of these bozos talking on the radio haven't done that. You have to match the intensity of the other guy across from you. If not, you're going to get it handed to you. Okay? Now, it's up to the coaches to put you in the right scheme or the right play or the right play call to succeed. Ben has the option of audibling out of any play. Okay? Let's get that straight. But like I said, let's go back to the matching intensity levels. If you're not ready to play in any level, and you're not ready to bring it to the other guy, you're going to get beat. And I think that's what happened yesterday. Miami was ready to play. They were ready to play. That was their game. The most dangerous animal is the one in the corner that you're trying to catch or kill. Because it's kind of an odd after you, buddy, with nothing to lose. And that's what Miami did yesterday. They were 1-4. Steelers were 4-1. And that's what happened. You can, all you want to blame this guy, blame. Today we have to blame somebody. We have to blame someone. And if we don't blame somebody, it just isn't right. Let's all look in the mirror on that team and blame the guy in the mirror. The old Michael Jackson song, The Man in the Mirror. Blame him. And point fingers all you want to coach and blame him and Tomlin and Butler. You have to know your assignments, and you better bring intensity. If not, you're going to get your rear end handed to you. And we got a caller. Let me get his caller. Okay, caller. Oh, you're on, caller.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Dustin from Davenport. I'm at the Magic Kingdom today. What's going on?
What's up, Dusty? What's up, Dusty from Davenport?
Magic, Magic Kingdom, so it's a little hard to hear, but I'm not sure how long Ben's out, but I still think he'll be fine. I think if they just win a couple of games while he's gone, because Cincinnati's been losing, Baltimore's been losing, I think the Steelers should kind of make a playoff and they can make a run.
Well, I like your optimistic view on it, but I think Ben's going to be out for 2 weeks. I don't think it's as serious as they thought it was, and this Landry gentleman, they're going to lose this week, that's for sure. New England's going to come in here and pound them, I think. But you know, NFL, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But, because right now Buffalo, they're the 60s, and I think the Steelers are way better than they are, even without they're just as good as Buffalo, even without Ben.
Yeah.
I think so. You got two good running backs. Run the ball, play smart. Get the defense, get some new schemes going. Versus New England, that's not a good matchup. But after that, if they could just get a couple wins here and there, let Ben come back, I think they'll be all right, because you played two road games last year in Denver, who won the Super Bowl, and in Cincinnati. So right now they're struggling on the road, but these experiences during the season, it's going to help them in the long run, because you don't want a season where, you know, you ran over everyone and you didn't have any tests. They're a little bit battle tested. If they could just make the playoffs and out, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't going to run off the table. There's only one team in the league that I see that may run the table, and that's the one coming in here Sunday with the best quarterback on the planet. And
I have someone else here that wants to talk to you real quick. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're on Goss Talk Radio, baby.
I know, I've heard. How about Big Ben?
He's out.
I know.
For 2 weeks.
I wanted to drive down and go to the game. Good thing I didn't.
Oh, did you? Good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have wasted your time.
Yeah, I would have been really sad if I drove all the way down there for the Blues.
Right, right.
For like 4 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good hearing from you, honey.
Do you think they're going to – I know, same. What do you think they're going to do now without Ben?
Well, they got New England. They'd probably lose with Ben, and then they got a bye week, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. They're as good as anybody else when they play. I mean, you never know about the Steelers 1 week from the next.
Right. All right. Well, it was good talking to you.
All right. Tell Dustin from Davenport to call back anytime.
All right. Here he is.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Teams, you think that I think New England's cream of the crop right now. In the AFC, though, there's really no one that else that I'm saying. But Denver, they're starting to fall apart a little, you know, offensively. Defensively, they're still sound. But like I said, I still think even though if Pittsburgh could just find a way to get in, they'll be fine. I don't think they need home field to make a run.
Okay, Dust. I got to move on to another caller here. They're waiting. We
all
got
right.
them flooded. They're they're stacking like cordwood here.
Keep up. All right.
All right, buddy. That was Dustin from Davenport. We got another caller here. Hello.
Hello.
Goss Talk Radio.
Goss, what's up, brother?
Hey, Mother from Florida. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, not too much. I had an opportunity to watch the Steelers a little bit yesterday. Then I spent most of the afternoon after the beginning of the game in the bathroom throwing up.
I knew you were going to say that.
They look terrible.
Hey,
I want to
know your you played football.
Hey, I knew at the beginning of the
football.
Game. Yeah?
You played football. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you don't match the intensity of the other team, the other guy across from you, you're going to get your tail kicked. Okay?
Absolutely.
That's a fact.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
These guys are saying, oh, he didn't have somebody prepared. You don't have his – the coaches didn't have him prepared. Well, don't tell me they didn't look at game film, and don't tell me they didn't practice. It's up to the individual player to get himself prepared to play and get himself up to match the intensity or exceed the intensity on the next – on the guy across from you to win each and every battle. Is that a fact?
That's a fact. That's
okay.
A fact. Let me throw another one in there.
Go ahead.
I knew at the beginning of the game when the announcer said, oh, there's one team in the NFL that needs to win bad. It's the Miami Dolphins. They have to win today. You know, then the coach had thrown a couple guys off the team earlier in the week because of lack of intensity, lack of effort.
Yep.
And, you know, they wanted to build that up to show everybody that, hey, this is the way to do it. I knew before the kickoff that there's no way the Steelers are going to win. And I told my wife that. I'm sitting there. And then I said to myself, you know what? I would like to know how the money was bet in Vegas, because I'm sure the money was on the Steelers.
Oh, you know it was.
So, you know, the old adage, I hate to say it, but follow the money.
That's anywhere, right?
Yep, follow the money. I knew it's like, Jesus whiz, the fix is on. Here we go. And they come out and they play just like it.
Oh,
you know,
terrible.
Here's the script. The script is you guys got to go out and get your ass whipped today. Go do it. So they did. They went out there and half-assed it. They looked terrible. They look worse that day than they get against the Eagles. If that could be any, worse.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And then Ben getting hurt. They're saying 2 weeks. Didn't he go under the knife today?
Yeah, it's a meniscus. It's not as bad as they said it was. So.
Well, I'll tell you
I
what.
I don't know.
In my mind, he'll be lucky to be back in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
If you come back too early, then you're
going
to hurt it again, and then you're done for the year.
Right, right.
As long as everybody in the division loses like they did yesterday, no harm, no foul. See, that's the other thing.
Right, right. They were going to lose with Ben anyway against New England, I think.
Opinion. No. Next week, Belichick's going to come in there. You know, hey, Steelers are, they're in the power ratings. You know, they're going to tromp them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Follow the money there, too, because I believe I was looking at the paper today. The line's only 2. You got to be kidding me.
I heard it was 7.
Well, I mean,
7.5.
It jumped to 7. Okay. Well, this morning when I pulled up the paper, it said 2. But I'm sure the betting line
somebody
has changed since then.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah, they're pretty sad. They look pretty
bad.
I have to say that. It looked like they were in a tank.
Yeah.
Tell you,
and
how can you go 1 week looking like that? Big Ben can't. He looked like he never threw a pass before.
I know. He looked terrible. He looked terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the effort was just not there. That's what I'm saying. It's how can you come out 1 week and look like gangbusters and then, turn around to be another team? Everybody.
I know.
Just one. Everybody. They all stunk.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah. So,
and thank God Pitt
guys
has their highest scoring offense in almost the history of the team, because they got to score 40 points to win.
That defense is a sieve. It is.
If I was him, I'd play 11 linemen. Because he sure doesn't have any defensive backs. Except
blitz
for
blitz on every play.
He's the only one.
Every passing play, you
got to
blitz. That's what the father of the Steelers, I'd blitz on every goddamn passing play. They get burned anyway. What the hell's the difference?
Well, let's put this
roll
way.
Dice.
Or, Haywood or whatever his name, ran that long one for a touchdown. I thought, maybe that'll spark them. Maybe that. Then they come right down and score. And everybody was like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah. You know how much I watched that?
Yeah, so I laid down. I woke up. It was 23-6 or 8 or whatever the hell it was.
I watched about 5 minutes of that.
You could tell right at the end of the game. You can ask my wife. As soon as they announced
you could tell at the beginning.
They had a win.
You could tell at the beginning of the game what was going on. They weren't ready.
No, they weren't. It was terrible.
Yep.
And then, I was going to listen to Tomlin, but, you know, he just speaks in cliches anyway, so.
Yeah, don't they all?
No.
They all do that. Jack Noel was the
What's that?
Well, look, Merv, I got another caller on here.
Well, you go ahead. You take it. I put the radio back on over here so I can listen. But I'm disappointed, to say the least.
They're stacking up like cordwood, the callers.
Yeah, they got.
All right, buddy.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. That's Merv from Florida calling in. We got another caller here. Let's see, who's this? Goss Talk Radio. Bang it.
Hello?
Goss Talk Radio. You're on.
Oh, Billy, it's Kevy Joe. I want to talk about some winners.
Kevy Joe from Montlebo.
Montlebo,
okay.
Yes. Well, they're going to drive me out of town here. Huh? Who
are you
is?
Going to talk about? The Penguins.
I want to talk about the Penguins, some winners.
Hey,
I
don't
want to talk.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, we don't need Crosby. We got Malkin, you know? Did you watch?
Right.
I don't know. Did you get to see the game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I watched both games.
Yeah. Wasn't it great? I mean, you know, I'm stoking up for another run for the Stanley Cup again, you know?
Kevy Joe, don't get all excited. It's only two games in now.
Oh, I know, but this is wonderful. I think, you know, when I was seeing, they're still a little rough, okay? They, you know, but that's going to come with practice and that. And then when Sid comes back, you know, and they can restore their main line, their first, you know, I think things are going to crack pretty good. I think they'll be doing it. But right now, even without Sid, they're doing marvelous. There's a few rough spots. I think they have to work on D a little bit, on the defense. You know, but their offense is cracking. It's really going good. I mean, they're just out skating everybody. From what I could see. Now, I don't know. What about your wisdom there?
My wisdom is to say they don't need Crosby is crazy.
Well,
and
yeah, of course it's crazy.
I know
yeah.
You're tongue in cheek, but
yeah.
Let's put it this way. It's a long season.
It's a long season.
It's a good thing they didn't trade Fleury. That's all I got to say.
I know. Isn't it a good thing? You know, I mean, oh, man, I'll tell you what. When I was watching, you know, he got an ovation that was almost as loud as when, you know, when they were introducing the team. He got an acclamation that was almost as loud as Crosby's. You know, everybody loves the flower. You know, in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
He's really popular. I'm not saying, you know, that Matt Murray is not. He's fantastic. But, I think it's kind of a nostalgia thing, don't you think, you know, that we love Flurry so much? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, you know.
Oh, he's good. I mean, he's a good player.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, he is good. He's
one of the top goalies in the league.
Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't you love him?
Yeah.
Hey, I just
wanted to put it in before they run me out of my Lebanon for cheering the Pens and then being disappointed on the Steelers. But, hey, you know, what are you going to do, right?
Hey, you got, like you said, got
yeah.
a back a winner.
Yeah,
barely
I know you do. I know.
Don't get
I
excited.
Watched that football. What's that?
It's early.
No, I
don't
watched
get
the football
excited.
Game, too. I was just so disappointed. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They played like, they should have. Any team could beat any other team any week in the NFL, and that's what happened, you know. I guess
that's what it looked
like. That's what they were doing. They were looking too much ahead to the Patriots, figuring, we'll just bowl Miami over. Well, it didn't turn out that way.
Did you hear what Merv said? Listen to Merv.
No, what did he say?
Didn't you listen? Was you on the phone listening?
Yeah.
What do you think he is?
No, I was Yeah, go ahead. What did he say?
All of the money.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of money bet on these games.
That's
over
right.
The week.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars, buddy. And somehow these guys know the spread. They're all
right.
These guys, wise guys in Vegas. They're pretty good on that spread.
Oh yeah, they are.
Know
they are.
Yep. But yeah. You gonna watch the game tonight?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. is, you know, I may not be able to see the end of it because I got to get up so early in the morning, but I'm going to watch it, you know. I was glad because I was off on Saturday. Saturday night I got to watch the whole game, and it was just fantastic, you know. Like I said, I was just pumped. But I guess I'm being over-optimistic for the beginning of the season. All right. Well, listen, I'll talk to you then. You have a good one.
Okay, buddy, call back.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Kevy Joe from Montlebo just called in. A little pumped up about his boys, the Penguins. I'll tell him don't get too excited yet. It's only two games in. And Kevy, when they lose a game, please be a fan still. Don't jump on another bandwagon, please. But, like I was telling Merv about the Steelers, Merv's played. He knows. You have to match the intensity of the next. Don't give me this rubbish about not being prepared. I don't want to hear that. They go down and practice every day from Wednesday to whatever, and they go over game film, and they go over game plan, and they have a defensive game plan, and they have an offensive game plan, and it's up to them to perform, the player, theirself. And during the game, if it doesn't work, it's up to the coach to revamp the scheme. You find out what they're doing, you have to, in turn, change to stop what they're doing. Now, that's the coach's job, to put the players in the right place. But not tackling and throwing interceptions is up to the player. I seen 50 missed tackles on one play yesterday, almost. These guys do not, and I can't blame these coaches. In college, I see the same thing. Guys can't tackle. They cannot tackle. I don't know how they teach tackling in these little programs that come up. They can't tackle. I haven't seen a high school game. Merv could probably tell me if the tackling is worse in high school than he remembers. I don't know. I haven't seen a high school game in years. I know Merv goes to all their games in Florida. He goes with the Manatee down there. I don't know. Merv, if you're still on, call me back. But the tackling is atrocious on this team. Atrocious. And Big Ben throwing two interceptions. He didn't have his knee problem then. Throw the ball. Man, I seen him throw two passes to Antonio Brown, double cover on the front. He's trying to force a ball in. Oh, my God. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's time for the Steelers to draft a quarterback. And I mean high. I mean a high draft pick, 1-3, a quarterback. Ben gets hurt every year, and every year he's odd more games. He's 33, 34. If he lasts two more years, it'll be a miracle. It's time. Landry Jones stinks from what I've seen. He doesn't have it. Mettenberger doesn't have it either. These guys are all backup jabones. You got to go out, and I wish they'd have got that Dak Prescott. I told Dustin from Davenport during the draft that I wish they'd have got that kid, but too late now. Where's Merv? I think calling me back. Hello, Merv.
Hey, Gus.
You.
Hey.
Hey, I was just talking about you. You go to high school games, right?
Yes.
Now, how's the tackling in high school?
Well, when we played, of course, it was a long time ago, they used to teach us nose and the numbers. They don't do that anymore because of the neck injuries and the head injuries. But what I see in high school that I don't see a lot in the pros is they teach them to wrap their arms. You watch some of these guys in the pros, they try to knock you down.
Right.
You know, they don't wrap their arms. Right. They try to, block tackle you or whatever they're going to do. And then that's fine. You get somebody with some strong legs and, can bounce off. There's no way. There's too much of that. Like you say, if you can't tackle, you can't win. There's no way about it. There's no way. They They got to wrap their arms. That's just fundamental stuff, and they're not doing it. You see some of that in the colleges too anymore, strictly in the big time schools.
Oh yeah.
Where, you know, they go after the, you know, the big hit, but they don't wrap their arms.
I call it the big ESPN hit. You know.
Yeah.
They get on ESPN for the big hit.
Yeah. But you're right about
it's
the quarterbacks. You're right about the quarterbacks. Hey, I like Ben. But he's getting a little long in the tooth. He's been with 13 years.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
How many hits you
it's
take?
Time.
You know, they start to add up. That's right. And,
and
I agree with you 100%. Landry Jones is not the answer.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He is
it's
not
time
the
answer. To draft a quarterback.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thanks for that perspective, Merv, on the tackling. And how did that game down in Manatee turn out?
Well,
Friday night
beat this week. They got beat this week for the same reason. For the same reason. They weren't tackling.
See that?
They weren't tackling.
Mm-hmm.
Now they hit a kid four or five times, and you know, he keeps going because they're not wrapping their arms.
Yeah,
but they got beat
this
week. You know, so they're
not. Chuck Noll always say?
They're not going anywhere this year. Pardon me?
What Chuck Noll always say? Blocking and tackling is football.
Well, you know, that's what you teach. First thing you teach little league football. Teach them how to block. You teach them how to tackle.
Right.
And if you don't come back
to
the fundamentals,
win. That's exactly. Exactly right. Well, thanks for the perspective there, Merv. I appreciate it. Appreciate
the
call. How's that Luke and Rex? How are they doing?
Well, they're doing good. They're doing good. They, you know, the big blow is over down there, so they're getting ready. They're getting in their house, so they're playing baseball.
That's good. Good, good,
having
good.
A good time. So, all right, Hugo.
Everything fine. That's good to hear.
Good show. Keep going. And I heard Bree on the show there.
Yeah, little Bree come on there. She had her little perspective on Ben. That was good to hear from her.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. I would have been sick if I'd have driven down there to see that stuff.
Oh, my God. You'd have had to go in the men's room and puke.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well,
terrible.
I get it.
All right.
All right, amigo. Well, good show. Keep going.
All right. Got a couple minutes left, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, bud.
Bye-bye. Murray from Florida giving perspective on tackling. It's bad. Real bad. Steelers don't know how to tackle. These guys come out of college and don't know how to tackle. I remember Chuck Noll, one of the best coaches in the whole NFL ever. If you can't block and you can't tackle, you're not winning. And it's a matter of the old saying. I know this is an old saying, but me and Merv heard it from our coaches a million times. Who wants it more? The bottom line, who wants it more? You or the guy across from you. If you don't match his intensity, you're getting your brains knocked out because he will knock your block off. So you got to bring it, and if you don't, it's going to be a long day for you, pal. Like I told you, I didn't play at the greatest level, but I played football and competed, and I know. Merv did too. If you don't bring it every game, you're going to get your brain. And the Steelers got their brains kicked in. They got beaten all aspects of the game. They got run over, run around, run through, run over top, passed over. I mean, arm tackling ain't going to work in the NFL, cuz. Ain't going to work. And bumping into somebody, trying to knock them down, 240-pound back isn't going to fall down. You bump into him. He's going to put you in the hospital. You got to tackle. You got to hit low. You got to hit and wrap. I'm not a professional on tackling, but I know what I see. So, it was a good show, and I'll tell you what, enjoyed it. It went quick. Call me next week. I have some more, New England. You know how that's going to go. So, give me a call next Monday, 5:30. I'm on. God's Talk Radio. Bye.